The plan is very similar to the partnership agreement with the state that Benton Harbor was under before. Interim Superintendent Trish Robinson says the district hopes to have a working plan by the time school starts in September.
If we want to get the message out to parents that we're going to be here for more than 1 year, we need to have something solid, something solidified by both sides.
The draft plan includes specific benchmarks for student achievement based on several different test scores. It also lays out benchmarks to recruit new teachers and turn long-term substitutes into credentialed educators. For the debt, the district is asking for state help to fund teacher salary bumps, training, and experts to help the school turn around. The plan also includes a debt elimination bond that would levy $1 million on district homeowners. That money would be used specifically for payments. The board is sending the plan to the governor, Department of Education, and treasurer. They say they hope it's a starting point for negotiations. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.